Hey there, it's Tammy. I'm stopping in for a moment to pop in to tell you about something new I am offering. I welcome you to join my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, the secret methods to get unstuck when communicating. In this course, you're going to learn the methods and approaches, the ones that I took in order to better create communications in a manner that non-technical professionals can understand, relate to, and act on. When I first started writing communications, I was horrible. I didn't understand why people were sending me so many emails, asking questions, stopping me in the hallway to get clear on what I sent. I was super intimidated to keep working on improving my communication skills, and I want to support you in changing your mindset as well, along with showing you the methods I used to become a better communicator in the information technology space. For more information on my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, please head to www.nextlevelconsultingllc.com/learnwithtammy. Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. We talk about this with our children all the time when they want to go for something. So whether it is, of course, trying out for the basketball team, whether it's running for student council, whether it's running for homecoming, but something, whether it's applying for their first job, it's something that we say constantly. And I know you've heard this before, but it is shoot your shot. And when I was on Instagram earlier, I came across this story. I'm sure you all may have seen it by now, but I'll put the link in the show notes. And I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Nicole Lynn, but she is a female sports agent. I don't know why I said female, but she's a sports agent. And if I'm not mistaken, she works with Clutch Sports. She's amazing. I haven't yet to read her book, but I know that she has a book. Anyway, the headline on the Instagram post was, Nicole Lynn is the first Black female agent to represent an NFL quarterback in the Super Bowl. And by the time in which this podcast episode airs, we will have known who the Super Bowl champion is. And if you're a true fan, as I've learned from my husband over the years, you don't say who it is, but we know who it is. Now listen, right now, I'm going to tell y'all, we are a green household. So just for you to know, I come from Delaware, Newcastle, Delaware, right outside of Wilmington. My husband comes from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and we bleed green blood. Well, him more so than me, but I'm going to let you know that we're an Eagles household. He grew up on the Eagles. I grew up looking at the Eagles. But because my husband used to play football, he takes it to a whole nother level. Needless to say, I know that this story resonated with me in particular, number one, because of who is in the Super Bowl this year. Again, thank goodness. And who she represents, which is Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles. When I saw this, I started to scroll down a little bit more, and it talks about how she got to be Jalen Hurts's agent. And there's just little line that I just want to read in the story. You all will see this. But it says here, the opportunity wasn't handed to her. Instead, Lynn took a chance by sending a direct message to Hurts. And the message was, hey, have you picked an agent? If not, I'd love to link. What on earth? I'm pausing here and I'm getting excited. And when I just read that aloud, that just gave me chills, because she took the simple steps of shooting her shot through an email. I think a lot of times we think, and I think this myself, that it has to be packaged a certain way, that it's got to be presented a certain way, that you've got to look a certain way. That, now don't get me wrong, you can't come crooked, meaning that if you want to shoot your shot, you get to make sure that you're coming correct. But once you have all those things in your favor, because again, Nicole Lynn, she's an attorney who turned sports agent, something to that effect. And I'm sorry, I'll put her link to her book in the show notes. But here's a woman who saw a need. She shot her shot. And I'm assuming after a series of meetings and things of that nature, boom, she landed the deal of being his sports agent. It talks about the determination and the wherewithal and the belief that she had within herself. Did she maybe have some feelings of looking at that email that she initially drafted and staring at the screen and saying, I don't know. I know I've done that. I have drafted emails and I've stared at the screen and I've said to myself, almost talking myself out of it, almost until I just click send and say, you know what? I have the experience. I have the determination. I believe in myself. I definitely have the work history, and anything that I'm offering can back it up. I'm sure that she went through all of that. But for her to take the step, and that's the key. When we talk about shooting your shot, do you at least take the step in order to get what you want? You've got to take the step. You can't say, oh, I'm shooting my shot. I'm manifesting. This is going to happen. And you don't put in the work, because what did they say? Faith without works, and I'm paraphrasing, but faith without works is dead. You've got to put it in motion, and which means that you get to act upon it. I really just want to ask you, do you shoot your shot, even pushing through fear, even pushing through doubt? Do you focus on what you bring to the table, your experience, your work history, your value? Are you ready to shoot your shot and go for it? Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts, or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.